From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a longtime friend of former President Reagan shares his memories of the Gipper's early days in politics. But first, thousands have journeyed to Washington, D.C. to pay their respects to the late president. Many spent up to 5 hours waiting in line for their chance to glimpse Reagan's casket in the Capitol Rotunda. Some shared their thoughts with us about Reagan's time on the campaign trail and in the White House.
Hi, I'm Bob Kermsey, and I voted for Ronald Reagan twice. He's the only presidential candidate whose campaign I ever made a donation to. I like that he was very clear on what he believed in, so I knew where he would stand on every issue. I agreed with him on most things, but if nothing else, I always knew where he was going to stand.
I'm Bob Robbins from Pennsylvania, and I voted for Reagan both times because he restored optimism and he has restored the importance and the value of this great country to the American people. The truth is he believed in the greatness of this country and he believed in individual opportunity for anyone. And he made all of us stand a little bit taller.
My name is Mary Foley. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. And I do recall back whenever President Reagan was running for office that he was an honorable man. Yes, I realize he was a movie star, and sometimes that transition in our minds seems impossible, but I have found that with him and during his presidency and even afterwards, he was always an honorable man. And
I'm Jay Herman from Pennsylvania, and I remember whenever President Reagan was running, he just had such a wonderful, optimistic spirit about him. Plus, I liked his core conservative values, where it was less government and more for the people, and absolutely I voted for him.
Owen Etheridge, and I'm from North Carolina, and I remembered his sincerity. I heard him speak during the campaign, and I'm here today to pay tribute to him so that I can tell my children and grandchildren about it.
People today on the Mall in Washington paying tribute to late President Ronald Reagan.